Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you were to make the drive to Holdridge today, you would not find second or third rate egg. You'd find what type of egg, Bill?
First rate.
First rate egg.
Yeah, number one.
There's the logo right there. They've been around for 25 years in business. They've got everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. You can always call them at 308. The number here is folded.
Come on, fold.
305-308-995-8327 or go to firstrateag.com and ask for a friend's Parker or Chris. And mentioned the ticket.
Parker checked in with me every day when I was gone on my trip.
No way.
He checked in every day just to talk ag and just to see, make sure that there was safety and everything was
Parker
going correct. Checked in with me every single day. Yes.
And you had cell service.
Yes. Well, just during the day, no. Which I have quite a story for that that came up. There was quite a situation where life and death. Yes. We'll hit on that. There's so many things going on. That'll be a Monday story for us.
Okay.
But thank you for the friendship on that. And I'm sitting there thinking like, I've got the number one ag fertilizer in the state of Nebraska reaching out to me and finding out if I'm doing okay. Think about that. If I'm doing
Parker.
Okay. Parker.
Like that. Seems like a good dude.
Yes. And if I would have needed some sort of brisket up there, I could have just text Chris.
So transition on that. He not only does ag stuff.
Chris does. Yeah. Chris does brisket.
But he also specializes in barbecue.
What's that? Chris does.
Oh, Chris.
Chris and Parker, both the first rate egg.
Yes.
I can't keep them all straight.
Keep it all
Chris,
straight.
Chris, Parker.
Also been a giant error made. It's not your fault, Parker. I got so excited about my nitrogen the other day. You know, so I put a bunch on. Well, my spreader must have not worked quite right. Yeah, so I burned some.
What happened?
Guess who called me? Guess who texted me when I was on vacation?
Andrew.
He's like, hey, what happened to your yard? I go, I think I made a couple errors on a little aggressive.
What did happen?
It was on the spreader, release more at a couple times.
Oh.
That's what happened. So my wife.
What'd you do? Pull the wrong lever?
I don't know.
Did you pull the wrong lever?
No, it was the wrong lever. I don't know what happened.
Andrew texted you what happened. That's not a good sign.
My wife looked at me yesterday and goes, how about if we just let Andrew take care of the yard?
I was just going to say.
How about if we just do that? Because right now you had you tried one thing and this is what happened. Look at it.
Killed the yard.
It's just spots.
It's so
just
bad. I don't want to be hard on you. You're trying new things.
Yeah, I think that was that bad, was it?
No.
I'm out there trying. It wasn't like I was laying on the couch. I'm like,
right.
What's Bill doing? He's out trying to make the yard better. It didn't work so well.
And I'll bet you Andrew has stories of failure, too.
Yes. I know Parker has. They've had stories when they've had a misspray on something.
Utter failure.
Yeah, something happens. Yes.
Bill had a question before that. Quick shout out to Sanderson who dropped off some donuts for us, some breakfast, also a baby gift. So thank you,
Sanderson.
Sanderson. With the hair.
He had a really strong recommendation. that surprised me.
I was taken back. I go, well, where can we find that at?
Where can we find donuts? He came with Lamar's.
Lamar's. The most popular donut place in Lincoln.
Big Sky used to bring us donuts from
every
Friday. We saw Big Sky in Indy. Not Big Swim, but Big Sky.
Bill, I think, would have got along really well with Big Sky.
Oh, yeah. He would love
really
Big
good.
Sky. He would love Big That's Sky. Like
quick question for you, Jake.
Yes.
Will from
Applied?
Applied is driving to Beatrice right now to see clients because they've expanded that far. And so they want to be safe down there.
40 miles.
What's that?
IT's important everywhere.
Well, no, expansion from Albion, that's more than 40 miles. Yeah, Jesus.
What was the question, Bill?
Where should he dine at for lunch?
Playa Azul.
Where?
Playa Azul. Mexican restaurant, one of the best in the state.
Will, did you get that?
P-L A-Y-A space A-Z-U-L. Playa Azul. Looks like Playa Azul. Okay. Sup.
Sup.
Ben might
What's
say.
Up, Playa?
He's a Playa. Playa Azul. You want to eat that for lunch for sure in Beatrice.
There you go. Will. And I'll make sure I text
thank
that to you also.
Thank us later for that suggestion.
Yes. Boy, a lot going on. All these names the guys throw out are hard to keep straight.
We have a lot going on here.
We do.
Will, Parker, Andrew.
Isn't it good to be back?
It is good to be.
It feels great to be back together.
Yeah. It is really
it's
nice.
It's great to be back in Lincoln.
Yes.
It is time, though, on this Friday for Bill's Thrills.
Oh, God.
Let's fire it up here on a Friday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for all your financial needs. A free consultation. Bill, the floor is yours. On this Friday, what is on your mind today?
I saw a lot of incredible pictures of Scott. It was that was it Quest? Was that right?
The
was
Quest
last weekend
at Firestorm. Yes, Luke Gifford played.
Yes,
that,
Luke was in that, and Scott was in that. So I saw some great photos of him, and he played. I don't know the final if he ended up winning or not, but he played out of his mind. He played really.
What is this? It's a
golf tournament at Firestorm.
Yes. Okay, and it's called Quest.
The Quest. Member guest tournament.
Member guest. It's a big deal.
Mike Schaefer played in that tournament too.
Schaefer played in he that. Did. Yes,
that's on the south part of town.
Yeah, but it's not your part of town.
It'd be more east. Yeah,
southeast.
Okay, go ahead. Bill's Thrills.
Nothing flips the let's go meter more than the start of football season. Let's go. Nothing flips the meter more than the start of football season. And I'm talking college and pro. Mine's way more college. But then right a week later, we're talking NFL. If you stop and think, it's the start of the sports cycle of life like no other. Sport, when you start this sport, everything is so different. We still recognize the school cycle. We still recognize, hey, it's a school night. Watch out. What's going on? So when things start over, football starts right when classes start again. The energy, what's going on,
James.
New freshmen coming into the University of Nebraska, everything's going on at this time. Fall semester brings it. It is completely electric. No other sport has this. When college basketball starts, love college basketball.
Schools
are you have no idea even when it starts. Teams are playing. Like, when did you guys start? A week ago. Oh, we started 3 days ago. No one has any idea with what's going on. NBA, no clue. Also, in college basketball, college basketball starts in the heat of college football. During playoff time, that's when college basketball starts in November when you're really watching football.
School's going.
Remember you see scores at the bottom, and you're going also like, what the heck? They just got beat. No, that's a basketball score.
Let's do something with Jake real quick. Jake, when does basketball start practice, Nebraska?
October-ish.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I don't know when they start.
You have no idea.
I have no one knows.
It's a great
that's
point.
The whole thing.
That was
like
a guess.
Point.
I'm thinking
right.
October.
It's a great
it's
point.
Like NBA,
who knows?
Baseball, all you care about is the end. You care about the end. There's no one in the NBA going like, oh, they'll be up 1%, like when I know in every
100%
game.
100% true.
Football is when everything starts. Volleyball, nowhere except for maybe Nebraska and a couple others, is there a caring point.
No.
Nebraska's outstanding.
Yes.
You care more at Nebraska about the start of, so you have two sports here that start.
Yeah, but you don't, and even in volleyball, you don't circle a date, start a fall camp. You know,
it's
in
not
football, you do.
But when that first weekend of college football starts, and there's a zero weekend of about six games, it's insane.
It's almost overwhelming.
No sport starts like football.
Nope.
There's nothing even remotely close to it.
Wow.
It leads all, and that's it. Can I just tell you about that?
Wow.
That's kind of where you're at now. Now when you start listening, it's actually real. You start watching. And then guess what else is kind of fun to have on? Almost all teams within the next two or three days, a couple started in NFL. It's camp. Boring to watch, but put the NFL Network on and they're talking
you
about
it. You know what? People go to it, though. They watch live. They
go to practice.
Camp. You they just say camp and people know what you're talking about.
They're talking Absolutely. About. Say you're going to camp. You have no idea. When does NBA go to camp?
Camp.
Yes. Yeah, no idea.
No, you don't. You don't know. You don't know. No. You don't. The NBA, it's like, oh, they started up. It's not like football.
And it all gets back to the school cycle. It all gets back to that. The first high school game the excitement of the first high school game. The drums are playing, the band's going, the weather's nice.
The drums.
Oh, and
you'll hear it over here.
You'll hear the horns.
You'll hear it over here soon. The band starts practicing
soon, yeah.
And you hear those drums off in the distance. It's coming. That means it's coming.
In the South Stadium, where the big meeting room is with, so I'm with Coach Osborne and the entire Milt Tenor.
Back in the day.
The band,
Young Bill.
At 7 a.m., the band would start, that when they would separate to different areas before they came together on the field. And the tuba section and at that played right below our main office meeting room. And we could hear them. We'd be in the meeting room at that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
And Coach Osmer would be like shaking his head, can we please get the band? And before they all came together on the field. But for like 20 minutes, they would just crank up. They were right below us. You could see them. You look out, there's a little, these little slot type of windows, and you'd look out, and you could see them.
But that's part of the energy you're talking about.
Oh, There's nothing.
The band practicing.
How about the tuba? Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Boom, the tubas boom, are awesome.
And then the like. Boom, 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 and then those. Boom, yeah. Boom,
boom, boom. I mean, when the tuba comes. Oh, I mean, the tuba is incredible.
Do that again.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, anything with the tuba, and you're fired up.
That was immediately.
And so you have the loud drums.
The loud drums. And then, how about the drums, but the drums on the outside of the snare? Then they're not hitting the actual drum. They're on the out, hitting the metal.
Yeah.
You hear it.
And then they break into it.
I can hear it right now.
When the band comes in any place, it's just like, it's incredible.
It's coming.
It's coming.
We need to do tuba sounds more often. That was just glorious. That was glorious.
That's good.
When they would play at LSU, they would play the song was "Hold That Tiger." It would be like that, dun 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 dun. And you play that, the whole 103,000 people would just go crazy just for the start. And then they would do it one way, and they'd march all the way, the whole band with the whatever the majorettes whatever out in front. And then they'd flip it and come back the other way. And then they would come in with the Coach O would always bring the band in for a practice, either in the stadium or they'd bring them to the indoor, and the band would play the entire time in the end zone for practice, just to kind of for like a distraction wise and that. But just all of a sudden, I mean, it would just goosebump you, that "Hold That Tiger." It was like, oh man,
that's fun. You experienced all of that.
Nothing starts like that. Nothing starts like football.
Nothing
starts like that. The band.
Maybe it's spring training ish a little bit for Major League Baseball, but it's not like that's in our world.
Think about traditions like the Packers ride their bikes to practice in the NFL. It's a big deal in Green Bay. That signifies football's here.
Nothing
we did it.
Starts nothing. Like football.
Nothing starts. And again, I likened it to the start of the school cycle. That's also what really brings everything new and about and all the
stomach pains.
Yeah,
but no, that's you're right. The closest thing I think would be catcher's report, you know? Yeah. I mean, catcher's report, Major League Baseball, but it's not the same.
Jake, is there anything from the text line?
Scott on YouTube says, "Nice tuba, Bill. That was very well done."
Tuba's incredible.
You could go 2 hours
and
now.
If you play the tuba, you're a dude or a dudette.
Yeah.
Which either one you are, like male or female, it's incredible. It's pretty cool.
God. Evan says, yes, that is true. There is truly nothing like the start of football season. Nothing compares.
What's today?
Today is July 26th.
It's coming.
Yeah, we're probably, week zero, we're about a month out.
Yep.
And there's always not a bunch of great games week zero, but games you want to watch. And you start talking, listening to games, I'm thinking like right away, it's like Miami, Florida. First Saturday.
You have my attention.
You have my attention. 3:30 in the Swamp. It'll be 100 degrees. It'll be 100 degrees. And humidity will be 100.
And the pressure will be 100 on both coaches.
It sure will.
Yeah, and it is. It's well, I call it the mayhem game because complete mayhem is going to break out whoever loses it. Yeah.
Say something about August 3rd.
Yes, if you are trying to watch Nebraska football or care about NIL, you can be at the practice next Saturday, 6:30 p.m. at Memorial Stadium. It's only $25 a person. You can see the whole practice under the lights. Tickets are available at Huskers.com/tickets. This, again, all proceeds go to 1890 to help fund NIL for student athletes.
All proceeds go to David Sanders.
Yeah. David Sanders will be here today, by the way. David
Directly.
Sanders here today.
This thing that we talked about today, it's like, okay, there's several things. The money goes there. The viewing of that will create an incredible opportunity to show Nebraska football and what it's like when the fan
D1
what it's like because it doesn't compare. And then also bring your school
D1,
bring your school buses, show them what practice
that's
is
a
like.
Great idea.
Youth football. Imagine if you had all your young, you got a bunch of 10-year-olds. This is how it looks. Do you understand what we're saying here? Watch this. Just watch what it looks. Watch the running backs. Watch them go from this drill to that drill. Oh, guess what? And there's the running backs. Now they're doing a punt protection drill. Oh, I don't do that. I catch passes. No, you do this. And so it's just educational.
No, that's a great, that's the best. You have good ideas. That's a really good idea.
Buy your tickets, Huskers.com/tickets. Again, all proceeds go to 1890. If you want great players to come here, you got to be part of the solution here, Husker fans.
Sit around and be like, I'll do something.
You can be part of the fix here. So do that. Huskers.com/tickets. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We have not played since Monday because of media days. So today's topic, it's been pretty busy in the world of politics recently, presidential stuff. On that note, how about presidential actors today? People who have played presidents in movies over the history of time. How do you feel about that? Who has played presidents in movies? 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right.
I got one.
Now.
We've all been there.
I've got one, so they
You're
ask us those
too. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill and Trivia. One of our final games before the reset next Thursday, August 1st.
Okay, we're resetting.
The record is, again, 106-85. So domination this season for you two in this trivia game. So well done. Today we got Paul. Paul, how do you feel about presidential actors today? Are you there, Paul?
Yes, I am.
All right, Paul's ready to roll.
Here we go.
No nonsense. Here we go. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Paul, what actor played Teddy Roosevelt in the Night at the Museum movies?
Robin Williams.
Brilliant.
We're in trouble.
Robin Williams is correct. 1-0 lead.
Wow.
For Paul. You guys would not have had that at all?
No.
Good job, Paul.
Okay, Sip, first question.
It's like Paul made it up. He made these questions up and sent them into Jake.
Yeah, he's just trying to get an easy
I got an
win.
Idea.
Inside job.
Sip, what actor played Abraham Lincoln the 2012 movie Lincoln?
We're Alive. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Brilliant.
We're Alive. Wouldn't have got it.
We're alive.
That is correct. 1-1 tie.
Thank you.
Back to Paul. Paul for the lead. What actor played Franklin Delano Roosevelt in Pearl Harbor?
FDR.
FDR in Pearl Harbor. Oh, shoot. I can see him, but I can't think of his name.
It helps we don't have it.
5 seconds, Paul. 5, 4.
3. 3.
2-1.
2-1.
I don't got it.
No guess at all. We'll give you the horns. You guys are not
you
guessing.
You have it, Steve?
FDR in Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
I don't have it.
Passing.
Pass.
That'd be John Voight.
Voight. He'd have been
no way I'd get that. I mean, I wouldn't get that in 2 weeks.
You know who that is, though, right?
I do.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. For the win. Last question. If you miss this, Paul
Wait
can
second.
Steal this.
All right. This is for the win.
For the
Bill.
Win. And Bill's
I have
play.
Bill in my back pocket.
What actor played fictional president James Marshall in the 1997 movie Air Force One?
Oh, I think I got this.
Harrison Ford.
Brilliant.
I was going to say Costner, so you got me.
Way to go. Bill's like, no, I got this.
You rescued me.
Harrison Ford is
you
a great
play.
I liked it.
Paul,
you rescued the head
coach.
We'll
get you back with a coffee. Call another road, Paul. Nice try today. Paul is gone.
Harrison Ford.
All right, Bill, tiebreaker for you. How old is Harrison Ford?
79.
Ooh, I thought he nosed it.
Over under 79.
I almost nosed it, didn't I?
We'll see.
A little over.
82 years old. His birthday was July 13th. He just turned 82 years old.
Harrison Ford. He'd fly his plane in here out there to one of those places, Skyhawk or Duncan Aviation.
Duncan Aviation would be the place that they would have went
to. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mentioned Skyhawk first.
No, Skyhawk would be fine, but Duncan Aviation, they've got it going out there.
Yeah, they got it going out there, period. It's an impressive operation.
They grow at an astounding rate. Yes.
What a game. We won again.
We won on a Friday.
I thought you'd be more excited,
it,
Jake.
It doesn't happen very often, but Bill helped you get over there. You know, you got the Daniel Day-Lewis. He got Harrison Ford.
Thank you, Bill.
Good teamwork today on Shut Up Simple.
Thank you.
We nailed it.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, Bill. Sup?
Sup?
That's me, young Ben. Want me to tell you that. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.